Democrat impeachment lead Jamie Raskin violates coronavirus restrictions, appears on House floor without mask. By Wendell Hasebo on February 25, 2021. Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, did not wear a mask Thursday afternoon on the House of Representatives, violating the House rules set by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. Wait. Why is Rep. Raskin not wearing a mask on the floor? Will he be fined? Could you imagine if this were a prominent Republican? pic.twitter.com/w5sagespx2. Henry Rogers, at Henry Rogers, February 25, 2021. Pelosi stated that masks will be required at all times in the House without exemptions, and members will not be recognized unless they are wearing a mask, and recognition will be withdrawn if they remove the mask while speaking, on December 15, 2020. House lawmakers who don't wear masks on the House floor face a $500 fine on their first offense and a $2,500 fine on their second, since three Democratic lawmakers tested positive for coronavirus. Raskin's coronavirus rule-breaking behavior is the latest in a long line of hypocritical actions by Democrat lawmakers. In January, another House impeachment manager, Representative David Cicilline, D-Re, pulled his mask down to sneeze into his hand while on the House floor. Last September, Pelosi visited a San Francisco hair salon for a wash and blowout despite local coronavirus restrictions, a move the salon owner called a slap in the face. California Governor Gavin Newsom attended a birthday party on November 13, 2020, that violated his own government's guidelines limiting the number of people who can attend a social gathering during the coronavirus pandemic. Lesser-known Chinese coronavirus hypocrisies from Democrat politicians are numerous. For instance, Denver's mayor flew to Mississippi to spend Thanksgiving with his family, after urging others to stay home. He later said he was thinking with my heart and not my head. A Pennsylvania mayor banned indoor dining and then ate at a restaurant in Maryland. The governor of Rhode Island was photographed at an indoor wine event as her state had the nation's second highest virus rate at the time.